Buying a car today means choosing between dozens of makes and models and all sorts of trims and options. A century ago, drivers had a more basic choice. It came to what powered the wheels. Mark Earhart from member station WDDE in Delaware takes us on a shopping trip for a very old car.
An antique street organ plays in the East Coast heat, and steam hisses from a small train that encircles the Marshall Steam Museum in Yorkland, Delaware. Here, volunteer mechanics restore, maintain, and drive automobiles that 100 years ago would have left car buyers with a dilemma.
You would have had to choose between gas, steam, and electric.
That's Executive Director Susan Randolph. She says in the 19-teens, there was no sure winner between the three types of technology, and choosing a car often came down to how it started up. John Hopkins has been working on antique cars here for nearly 20 years. He starts a 1914 gas car, the classic black Ford Model T. He turns a crank at the front of the car. It takes a couple of tries and some elbow grease.
But you don't want to push down, because then if it decides to come up, that's when it can break your arm.
For buyers who want a car that's a little less dangerous to start, there's the long green 1913 Stanley steam car. It has its own drawbacks, Hopkins says, as he grabs a blowtorch to spark the igniter fuel under the hood. It's like a kettle on a stovetop. The water in the tank has to heat up before the steam can power the engine. This takes 45 minutes, sometimes longer. If you don't want to use a blowtorch or wait 45 minutes, there's the all-electric 1916 Roush & Lang.
Because you didn't have to fire up anything, you didn't have to crank anything, just put a key in and go.
Mark Russell invites me inside and zips us around the park's main road. We're not going very fast, but I'm holding on like I'm in a Ferrari.
Whoa, and we're moving right now. This whole time we've been moving.
Yeah, so this car will go about 20, 25 miles an hour on flat ground.
But we couldn't go far. These cars needed electricity to charge, something not every household had 100 years ago, and they had a range of just 30 miles. As history tells us, this vehicle and its technology faded into the past like a dying battery. With the advent of standard turnkey starters, it was the gas-powered car that would win this automotive arms race, at least until Tesla and other modern automakers came along to drive us into the future. For NPR News, I'm Mark Earhart in Yorkland, Delaware.